Okay, everybody, welcome to AJ's side panel. We're continuing on with our lost interviews from episode 92. In this interview, I got to sit down with Lynn Paulus, Rosie Newhart, Aaron, and Monica. And we, I'm going to give you a little warning here. The subject matter contained in this interview, to call it an interview would be to, garnish it up with diamonds and roses when it really isn't that. It's just a bunch of friends sitting back, talking to each other, and geeking out and having a good time while getting to know what everybody else in that group particularly does for Forbidden Panel. So I'm going to apologize right now. The language and context that are held within this interview or discussion is not really for the light of heart or for people that are easily offended. However, if you are brave and bold, you may continue on with the interview. And good luck to you. And thanks again. This is the last in our series.
We're going to try something very, very difficult. Two guys, three chicks. Only one of us is getting out of here alive, Aaron. Just so you know.
Sucks to be you.
I am probably pretty much.
There you go. Lynn and I are already out, so...
we're already zombies.
You guys, and no way Monica's out.
Yep. Hey, I fucking win already.
I don't want this prize. So, we're sitting here, we're in the clubhouse, I'm here with Monica.
Hi.
Aaron.
What's up?
Rosie.
Hello.
And some stupid bitch. A.K.A. Lynn. There was a discussion earlier about whether or not we could fucking cuss on a goddamn show. And honestly, if you say one bad fucking word, Aaron, I'm going to beat the shit out of you with my cock. Just so you know.
Yeah, bring it on, shorty. I'm not a fucking afraid of you.
I am.
I will get lost in your beard. Oh. Anyway.
Have you seen the pictures on Facebook?
I haven't seen shit.
And we're back again.
You've never looked in the toilet, no.
That explains the stains on your short.
Back.
Zombie poo.
It comes out going, ass. Ass. And we've lost Rosie.
Can we never think of it again?
All I have to do is hit repeat. Yeah, I'm recording it. It's okay. Your shit's undead. That's where the funk of 40,000 years comes from. Right there. Undead shit. Oh, no, so bad. Nice. Back on topic. Two new members, Monica and Aaron. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
So, what black male, black magic voodoo shit did you pull on me in order to invite you into the company?
We showed up and did something.
You don't really want to know.
Aaron,
we did work.
Entirely?
Yes. Rosie, we talked about this.
She didn't say what.
God damn you.
Help me, I'm signing an NDA.
We'll find out eventually.
Con stays at con.
Right, that's how I live my life. Going to Phoenix for 4 days. Don't question what happened when I come back. I may bring the recorder, I may not. You may not want to hear it.
You don't know me.
Right. I'm not there, I'm just a white guy. Anyway. Monica, tell us about your role in the company.
I have no fucking clue.
Wrong answer.
Well, apparently I'm going to help organize all of the little ZKSlings that are wanting to join up and join the crew and help fight the zombie apocalypse.
Awesome. You're also going to be serving as a writer here soon and updating the website.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, Monica has a cool story she told me about your son and school and my book. Tell us the story.
Oh, yes.
I have to get this on tape somewhere.
Yes, my son does not like to read very much, and at his school they are very kind of forward-thinking, and they asked him to bring to school what he wanted to read, so he brought one of AJ's lovely ZKS comics to school.
With nudity in it.
And,
You, AJ, looking innocent.
I did not write it into the book. Wait, anyway, go ahead.
And the teacher kind of flipped through, asked if I allowed it at home, and he said yes. And they said, okay, well then this will be what you'll be reading for the next month. We'll take a test on it at the end of the month.
Someone took a test on the subject matter of my book. Awesome. And didn't he, like, wrangle up some friends or whatever?
Oh, yes. He has a whole little group of geeklings in training at his school. They have started their own little comic book club. And his favorite thing to tell them is, AJ can do it. We can do it. Get to work.
Apparently, I am of the same mentality as little kids.
Yes.
Awesome.
We already have it. We knew this, though. So.
This should not come as a surprise.
Right. Absolutely not. No, that's pretty awesome. That makes me all smiley inside. But only inside.
We're happy for that. No, smiling outside is like Christina Ricci, Wednesday Addams. Mommy! Yeah.
And you were also a contestant on the Zombie Beauty Pageant. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. That's actually how I met Rosie for the first time. It was much, much fun.
So then after the first time.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, what happened to Con?
Then I ate her dog.
Yeah, she ate my little stuffed dog.
Not all of them.
Yeah, I still have parts of him.
I was working on it.
That was a very sweet little
dog.
Don't
rush me.
But other than my influence prompted you to be a contestant on the Zombie Beach Pageant.
Well, I saw you posted about it, and it looked like it would be a lot of fun, and I came up with an idea, and I stopped being, you know, mildly special about what day it was because I thought it was going to be on Halloween itself instead of the 30th. So once I got over having my blonde moment,
just
that
a little bit special.
Aaron obviously is trying to get a singing gig by singing on the show.
That's going to be his talent.
He looks just like Rick Astley, just so you know. So you all just got Rickrolled.
Aaron rolled.
Damn it.
Continue with your story, Monica.
Anyway, moving on.
I had nothing better to do for my anniversary.
Yeah, it was actually our anniversary weekend.
Fuck you, AJ.
Number, bitch.
It was a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it. It was just, I missed acting a little bit because I used to do it back when I was younger, before I had small little mutants running around that insist on calling me mommy.
They're almost out picking them up in the grocery store.
Don't let them call you daddy.
And it was just, it seemed like a really cool thing to do. Zombies don't get a lot of, you know, play other than a joke. They're like the running gag in, you know, in the horror monster world. They're mindless, you know, eating machines. They
so
have
you,
no
you fit the role perfectly.
Yes. As soon as you pizza sended the victims, we were fine.
I like pizza.
Exactly. See.
Now what?
Cannibalism.
What everybody needs to hear is Monica's speech during the show.
No, don't say Monica.
Sorry,
Mayor Spilton.
Please tell us the. I can't remember what the question was, but what was your answer?
I don't remember what the question was either. The whole point is it wasn't about him, it was about me. Harris Filton was on the stage who cared what the little man in the funny suit was saying.
Just where the fuck
nobody
the bar.
Ever cares what Dave has to say.
Yeah, Dave doesn't even care what he has to say. Well, awesome. Aaron.
Yes.
We're not going to talk to you. Rosie.
Yeah.
What are you, Aaron, what are you doing with the company?
Anything you want me to do.
And that's how it should be, bitches.
Don't something different. We'll leave the room.
Lee, and you're fired.
I don't know. You know, possibly some writing, possibly some cosplays, possibly some schlepping of goods. And
you know what amuses me when we're doing these interviews and talking to everybody? They all have to look at the mic. It's not a camera.
I'm just staring off into space.
It's a microphone.
I'm actually watching the TV behind the jackass.
It's a loaded gun.
You look
that
at the mic. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so I glance at the mic in passing.
The pretty red light. See, there you go again. And we're done with Aaron. Rosie. With a mouthful of Italian pie.
Great, but I'm not Italian.
We're going to move on to Lynn.
Yes, Mr. AJ.
Where have you been?
I have been out because of health issues. That turned me into a zombie after Rosie bit me.
Funny that.
Not that she likes to make.
So she's going to give the Italian that she has in her mouth cancer as well.
Okay, dude, I'm not Italian.
I am Italian. You know that, right?
Well, I'm not.
No, that was just a coincidence. She bit me and then I had to die. And
right.
I'm back now.
And glowing in the dark.
Share the love, man.
Yes, radioactive. I want my superpowers now.
Where the hell are we going to find us at?
What do you mean you want your superpowers?
You know what?
I had superpowers.
Yeah, the power to give me Vicodin.
No, Norco. They're stronger.
We need to get you a t-shirt that says, fuck you, cancer, where's my superpowers?
What?
No, but really, how has everything been? You've been off the scene, off the grid for a while. What you been up to? Other than, you know, chemo.
You got...
None of your damn business.
New kitty, being a geek, finding you a new minion, model. She says she'll work for comics.
That's very important.
Yes, it is.
If you leave out the M and the I in that word, I'm happy.
Yes.
Rosen's over there contemplating it while dingling the Italian with her tongue now.
What?
And she has a mouthful and she's able to talk.
Dude,
I got a big fucking mouth, dude.
I'm still not Italian.
I know, it bit me. So now I'm...
Family Funny Show.
Yeah.
Manson Family Show.
You.
Now I'm back wrangling bitches for AJ and trying to make him somewhat sane.
Good luck with
basically
that.
Basically being... his assistant, you know.
Laptop.
Somewhat.
Lackey.
It just, Pim Pound is strong. And we've been there. I don't want to do it again.
And I've got nails.
Oh my.
I've got nails.
That's for drugs.
So everything's going good health-wise. We're going to start seeing you more at more shows and more events and whatnot.
Yes.
Awesome.
I am halfway through the really, really annoying chemo thing. And at my doctor's appointment today, they said that it looks like it's working, so 6 more weeks, and please, nothing else.
Is it the same doctor every time?
No.
So how many people have you actually had look at your crotch in the past year?
Oh, dear God. I haven't counted.
These are the important questions people want to know.
And in the past year, only one that I actually liked. Shush.
Now are we talking medical or otherwise?
Well, according to the Geiger counter.
No, we still need to do that.
I did that.
I can't drink this and laugh at the same time.
That's what she said. Rosie, you and Rosie are planning on a calendar shoot, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Our Zombie Curious calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
We have terrible, terrible ideas.
We do. We have ideas.
Which is why I'm the editor-in-chief.
No, we have terrible that you'll love.
Oh, that was so pathetic.
Oh,
I'm
God.
So ashamed of myself.
That was not worth wasting time.
I know.
We got that recorded. Hey, no brand name product placement on the show.
Fine.
Okay.
What did you guys call it?
Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse. No Dead Mouse.
That's a
more
DJ or MC. Yeah. Or, anyway, Rosie, how have you been since the last time we talked to you and didn't bother posting it?
Stupid fucking busy. I work too much. I got to go to WonderCon for the very first time, which was pretty rad.
How did you enjoy that? That was WonderCon was pretty big for FP. And you went as a part of us as independent model.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your adventures and how you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if she got to tell the story on the mic. It did, after all, happen to her.
No.
Monica.
Yes, but coolness like that just infects the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And like crabs. It's
oh,
just
it
exact Aaron.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we used to slurp on it, so.
The first day at WonderCon, I dressed up all zombie for our booth and was helping to promote our different titles. And Sean and I went wandering and found Elvira, and she told me I was scary, and she wanted to take a picture with me on her camera phone. And I was
their fancy camera phones.
I was so flustered. I was like, oh my God, Elvira thinks I'm scary.
And I had a really hard time being in character after that. But it was kind of awesome. And even when I was dressed in other costumes the rest of the weekend, everybody kept going, oh, look, it's the zombie girl. So that's pretty exciting for me. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I kept running into crazy creative people, and I was like, oh, my God. I felt like such a
fangirl,
something.
Was this your first con? Have you been to a convention?
WonderCon. It was not my first con. I went to San Diego years and years and years ago, like probably 10 years ago.
And how did this compare to the big zipper noise in the background of us recording? How did WonderCon compare to San Diego in your viewpoint?
I got a lot more involved than I did at San Diego. Like, this time I actually got to interact and, like, be a part of what was going on, which was really cool. Whereas when I went 10 years ago, I was just wandering about, like,
just being a geek, having fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun actually getting to participate and, like, interact and, I don't know, be more a part of what was going on. It was kind of cool.
Were you able to enjoy WonderCon as a geek, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a customer?
Oh, I totally geeked out, definitely, yeah.
And what do you think is the better convention for a customer?
Well, I'd only been to San Diego once, and again, it was 10 years ago, so it's hard to compare. But again, I had more fun this time at WonderCon. So, and I am going to San Diego at the end of the year, so I'll see maybe
the comparison.
How it compares nowadays.
You kind of went last year, and that you joined us for dinner.
Yes, I did, and I went for 15 minutes, and funnily enough, in that 15 minutes, somebody recognized me, which was a little bit scary for me, because that was just bad. That was weird for me. But yeah, we all had dinner together, and there was amazing macaroni, like really delicious. Man,
no one believes me when I talked about that macaroni. That macaroni is bomb. I'm lactose intolerant, and I will deal with that for that macaroni.
And the rest of us, too. We'll
right?
Have to deal with you being lactose intolerant.
But it's worth it. It is worth it. I mean, even the waitress was like, man, here, let me bring some.
Oh, goodness. I have a big, giant, special place in my heart for cheese, dude. Cheese and I are good friends.
And it was
you could take that.
It was lobster macaroni and cheese.
You had lobster. I had the truffle macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
It was really good.
Yeah. I don't know. I had to go with the lobster on that one.
No, they were both equally amazing.
They were freaking delicious.
I was sneaking bites out for her when she was in competition. Actually, I think I ordered two plates. I think I got the lobster and the truffle. I don't remember which one.
I
but
have. I don't recall. I was too focused on my food. Did we get bread too?
Yeah, we got bread, remember, because we kept going up and toasting it.
Oh, good.
And they have an open grill at the strip club. And how it is you order the meat and they deliver it to you raw, and you go up to the grill and you cook it. And they bring you bread and side dishes and all that stuff.
The macaroni comes cooked.
Yeah, the macaroni comes cooked.
Yeah.
And
important.
They do that so that you can actually be social and talk to people at the grill and meet up. Unfortunately, I had told them that we were coming, and they reserved a whole room for us, so we got to hang out with just us, so that was pretty cool.
Didn't want
that and my lactose intolerance scared everybody in the restaurant away.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But
we'd scare everybody in the restaurant anyway.
I don't know.
That's a fair... No, it's con, so...
Yeah, it's con. We're actually the normies at con.
We're extra special.
I'm not a normie anywhere, I'm sorry.
We were dressed normie at con that day.
That's true, because I wasn't expecting to go, though. I was expecting just to go to dinner, so I would think I was dressed pretty normal. But I bought my Vampire Lime shirt there. It was adorable. If anybody's ever... Can I mention websites?
Sure.
There's a stupid game online called Kingdom of Loathing, which is amazing, and everything is little tiny stick characters, and you can get pets. And I had a Vampire Lime who I named Scurvy. Eventually my character got erased, but I still fondly remembered the lime, and so I purchased a t-shirt with a Vampire Lime on it so I can remember him. The
aww.
Aww.
I think I fell asleep to that one.
You'd like a shirt, shut up.
Okay, so everybody, Lynn's been with us for a few years. Rosie, you're going on a year now, right?
I'm over a year now.
Over a year?
February or January of the year.
For it, with FP?
Yeah, because it was last year. Our first expo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
First expo was November, right?
That's right. But you weren't like an official member at the expo, were you?
You had me join prior to
Con. Okay. Fuck, it's been a year?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know. It feels like you had me forever, doesn't it?
No. It feels like, you know, I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh.
That's what it feels like.
Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't feel like a year, honestly. So how's it been for the year? Have you enjoyed it? Has being a member of Forbidden Channel helped you further your career at all, or helped any of your goals or anything?
It's helped me participate in a lot more comic-related stuff, which is something that I've specifically wanted to do, because I've been a big, giant fan of comic books for forever, and in my work I hadn't had the opportunity to focus on that as much, so this has kind of opened a lot of doors for that, which is really cool.
And being a member of FP brought you all Lyra.
Exactly, right? I know, AJ's all, you can go to Con, you just have to sign up to be pro. And I was like, I can do that? And I was like, yes, you can. And I was like, wow. And then I did.
And all is well.
And all is well.
So then you're enjoying your time with us.
I am, I'm having a blast.
Awesome.
Very fun to get to participate with other geeky people that share my passion.
What has it been like for you to see behind the scenes of a comic book publishing company?
It's kind of awesome to get to watch things coming into being, because I had not seen previously or even really thought about, like, the time and effort and everything that it takes to creatively assemble a work of whatever. But getting to watch people, like, while they're doing pages, while they're, like, fleshing out stories and things like that, it's really kind of awesome to see that in action, when I'd only seen it from the other side previously. So
it's one of the things I always tell everybody. It's like, it's different being behind the booth.
Oh yeah.
Instead of being in front of the booth.
Yeah.
You know, you don't understand it really, and you're not as claustrophobic as you are when you're running.
Yeah. it's the same thing. Like, my time, you know, when I went to San Diego Con 10 years ago, very different experience from this year, getting to go to WonderCon and, like I said, being a part of it. Like, actually experiencing it a lot more deeper than I had previously.
Which was kind of cool, because it was our first time at WonderCon as a company, as well as having a booth.
Yeah.
So, like, we all got to share that experience at once.
Yeah.
And we're covered in cherry juice, because it just exploded everywhere. So it was really, really awesome. That matter. But look, I wish this was video. I'm going to turn the mic toward Rosie to catch her face on the mic.
I'm so confused right now.
We all popped our cherries at once.
Oh!
Now, you should see how bright it is in the room. The light bulb just...
Like Amazon be brained in.
It's halogen light coming out.
Hey. Here, have some more dead mouths. It might
help. Oh, yeah.
So what are you hoping moving forward with the company? What are you hoping to do?
I'm really looking forward to what Lynn and I are working on together.
The calendar?
Yeah, the calendar. Yeah. We've got a lot of really very silly but I think kind of awesome ideas.
Our ideas are just straight special.
Oh, yeah. and we're talking with...
A special helmet?
Yes.
We always need special helmets. But we're talking with our artists and trying to figure out who wants to do what, and we've got some very fun things in store for the calendar. Yeah. So.
And don't forget, we signed our first comic book at Free Comic Book
Day. That was exciting. Somebody asked for our autographs.
That
was
awesome.
Magical.
Confusing, but awesome.
I know.
We were like, why?
You want my signature on what? I don't understand. What's going on?
Just shut up and sign.
Put your name there.
I owe you money, right?
That's what I was going to bring up.
This is an illegal thing.
I've had to learn how to sign my name differently than I do in real life, because otherwise they'll take my signature
It's always, you know, identity theft and what have you.
Thanks
so,
for not telling us that beforehand.
I've brought it up in other shows, and it just shows you how often you listen.
Well, I never had to sign my name previously, so that was irrelevant.
Here's me giving you that advice.
Excellent.
Okay.
Consider signing your name in a different manner.
Figure out a star signature.
Which
is just like,
pretend you're a doctor and then go from there.
I sign as Babar when I sign.
I did the sign with my modeling alias.
Yeah, sign.
Sit on your hand for a few minutes and whatever comes out.
Then we're right back to shit again.
Right. Because obviously whatever's on the back of your hand, I don't want you to sign my book with. That is not proper ink.
That is not
okay.
A brown Sharpie.
Right. This is not parchment. This is, doesn't say Huggies on my fucking book.
It's staring right. Back at like, me again.
That's your nipples. You have issues. Lynn.
Just soap on my shirt.
And the silence.
He has a D23 shirt on. And his man boobs look like Mickey's ears. So no, I'm not jealous at all. I'm jealous of the hair you have coming out of your chest because it's more than I have on my head.
That's right.
But it's also more than Robin Williams has on his ass. So that should tell you something.
Why are you looking at
Robin Williams' ass? We've all seen fucking The Fisher King, okay?
I don't even know what that is. I'm going
to have to disagree with that one.
AJ is the only one that's seen his ass.
Seen it,
God. Not only seen, but remembers and is able to describe.
That was how horrifying it was.
Nice.
I looked at it and I was like, man, he needs to shave his beard.
Mental
image. Oh, wait. That's the other smile.
Mental image.
That's the smirk that doesn't go away.
Fucking braided his ass hair.
Oh,
why do we have
such good imagination?
He had Rasta, man. He had Rasta dreads in his butt hair. Like, he pulled down his pants, and it was one world, one love.
Oh,
and, you know.
I forgot to clean it off.
I was thinking that.
No, the chihuahua was stuck in there. It was still in there from the night before. It was wriggling around, trapped like it was a fish in a net. And
I'm not ever talking to you again.
And thus ends her career.
It's
Nanu,
really
Nanu.
Disturbing how well you do that.
I told you we just got a chihuahua.
I'm Korean. How do we think I eat? My duck call.
My dad.
Chihuahua Dynasty.
Okay. Have you guys seen Duck Dynasty?
I don't know what you're
that
talking about.
That is the funniest Hillbilly show on the freaking planet.
Strang. We're Strang.
Sorry.
Okay, what were you saying?
That was my balls. All right.
Yes.
Lynn.
Those are not your balls.
I rented this clubhouse. They're mine.
Tonight they are.
They're not blue, though. So.
Neither are mine.
There's a ball.
Mine are brown. How have you enjoyed being a part of FP?
Oh, I love it. I've known most of you guys for like a good 15 years or so now. It's
really
sorry. That was me trying to flick AJ's head. But it's really...
It's so small she couldn't find it.
Which head?
No, that.
But then my wife didn't say I do too.
Okay, it's like being part of a really sick family.
But the fun and dysfunctional.
Where the hills have eyes, people.
We are.
You sure have a perk and bow.
Someone lied to you, motherfucker.
I don't see you well.
What can we look forward to more from you? We see you out of, more out and about, more of the shows, everything.
Outer events and Rosie's and my wonderful project.
Rosie, you can be cosplaying for us with Kayla here soon too, right?
I am. I need to get my uniform finished up, and then I get to run around and point my...
Your big gun.
That's right.
Point my big gun at people.
Oh, she snorted. We got a snort from Rosie.
Oh, God.
And I turn around and indeed Monica is playing with one of the balls.
Well, you told her to.
And it's a spotted ball. She has a spotted ball in her hand.
It's better than a spotted ball.
It looks like the
fucking, she's finding a letter fast in this company.
It's a British dessert.
I know, that's why I said it.
It looks like the training ball from Star Wars.
Nobody hurt themselves. It'll be okay.
You had to train with balls, huh?
You should be a master by now.
You can dodge a wrench now.
If you can dodge Aaron's balls. Rosie, I presume that Monica will be helping you with the costumes.
Yes,
if she does costumes.
Monica has offered to assist in my finishing up of my awesomeness.
And this will be the first time that a female has helped you put clothes on.
I don't know if I would say that's true. I'm sure my mother dressed me when I was young.
I don't know about that.
Is there proof?
I don't
Screenshot or didn't happen.
How much higher is your voice going to get?
Was that before or after she turned you out to graze in the wild?
Oh, yeah. There's a picture of me eating corn where I look really excited about it. I'm
was
just
it
like,
freshly buttered?
Were you holding it with your hands?
Yes.
Were you like...
I don't know where this is going.
Boob lipstick in here? What were you...
telling you about me.
You're half the more dead mouth and wake the fuck up.
I am awake mostly.
I don't know about that.
This is what happens when we try to do group things.
Yes, all group things.
They just de-escalate with
okay,
quickness.
Hey,
what
like
happens in the group stays in the group, you know what I mean?
How do you count my name in your happy children? And with that, thank you everybody for coming out and participating in what has to be the worst interview ever.
I think that's your fault.
I don't know.
Tend to disagree.
You're the boss.
Exactly. I'm the boss, not the babysitter. And I'm fired. I'm quitting. Fuck all y'all. I'm out of here. Anyway, for everybody else that was on the show, thanks everyone that showed up. Thanks everyone for listening. Episode 92, 8 more to 100. So you'll
he
probably
can count after all.
So hopefully you'll hear 100 before 2013. But we shall see. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. Talk to you later.